From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, March 23rd, 2015. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, March 20th through Monday, March 23rd. Jimmy Vielkind is reporting at Capital New York. A new poll finds a majority of voters believe Governor Andrew M. Cuomo should separate his proposed changes to the state's ethics and education plans from the $141.6 billion spending plan currently under negotiation with lawmakers. The Siena Research Institute found 56% of the 800 voters surveyed wanted to see the education plans dropped, and 54% wanted to see ethics addressed as a separate bill. Cuomo has said he won't approve a budget that isn't linked to the five-point ethics plan. He's also connected a proposed $1.1 billion increase in school aid to changes in the teacher evaluation and tenure laws, an increased number of charter schools statewide, the extension of tuition assistance to undocumented immigrants, and a tax credit on donations to private and parochial school scholarship funds, as well as public schools. Katie Kajanski reported in the Register Star on the response from residents of the Germantown School District following the failed capital project proposal. Opinions offered at the Board of Education meeting Wednesday, March 18th, ranged from support for the failed vote to disapproval of moving forward with a second referendum. The $11.3 million proposition was defeated March 10th. The project had been a point of contention within the community at large for some time. The board will hold a special meeting 6 p.m. Tuesday, March 24th, to discuss the next steps for the project. The public will have another opportunity to express its opinion at that time. Arthur Cassano reported in the Register Star, a settlement between five New York counties and the state over the handling of public defender services has been finalized. Under the agreement, the state will adopt major reforms in Ontario, Onondaga, Schuyler, Suffolk, and Washington counties. The case addressed the state's failure to create and support a public defense system that ensured indignant criminal defendants would receive meaningful and effective assistance of counsel. The settlement of Hurl Herring versus New York requires the counties to hire a sufficient number of lawyers, investigators, and support staff to ensure that criminal defendants who cannot afford attorneys receive legal representation. It also mandates that every qualifying criminal defendant be guaranteed a lawyer at the first court appearance. It is hoped the provisions of the settlement will eventually be applied to all New York counties, according to a spokesman for the plaintiffs in the case. In a statement released late last week, the Dyson Foundation reported its leadership will change in June. After leading day-to-day operations of the private grant-making foundation for nearly a quarter century, Diana M. Gariva will step down. Andrea L. Reynolds will succeed her. Gariva will continue to serve as an advisor to the foundation. Reynolds has been president and chief executive officer of the Community Foundations of the Hudson Valley since 2005. The Millbrook-based Dyson Foundation has a major funding program in the Mid-Hudson Valley. For the local weather forecast, today will be sunny with a high near 32, tonight mostly clear with a low around 10. Tuesday, sunny with a high near 40, Tuesday night clear with a low around 19. Wednesday, a chance of showers after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 48. Wednesday night, chance of showers, patchy fog after 2 a.m., otherwise mostly cloudy with a low around 42. And Thursday, showers likely, patchy fog before 8 a.m. with a high near 58. Thursday night, showers likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 38. Sunrise today was at 6:52 a.m. and sunset today is at 7:11 p.m. with the length of the day being 12 hours and 19 minutes. For the public meetings, today is the fourth Monday of the month in WGXC, so just calling ahead to confirm the time and location. The Catskill Village Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at the Firehouse near Catskill Commons, 943-3830. The Columbia County Board of Supervisors Airport Subcommittee meeting is at 5 p.m., Economic Development Committee meeting at 6 p.m., Environmental Management Council at 7 p.m., all at 401 State Street in Hudson, 828-1527. The Germantown Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 50 Palatine Park Road in Germantown, 537-6687. The Halcott Town Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 813 Route 3 in Halcott Center, 845-254-9920. The Hudson City School District Board of Education Budget Workshop is at 6:30 p.m., the full board meeting at 7 p.m. at Hudson High School Library, 215 Harry Howard Ave in Hudson, 828-4360. The Hudson Police Committee meeting is at 6 p.m., the Fire Committee meeting at 7 p.m. at City Hall, 520 Warren Street in Hudson, 828-1030. The New Baltimore Town Board Work Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 3809 County Route 51 in Hinnacraw, 756-6671. The Philmont Development Corporation Meeting is at 7 p.m. at Village Hall, 124 Main Street in Philmont, 672-7032. The Stuyvesant Planning Board meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 5 Sunset Drive in Stuyvesant, 758-6248. And the Taconic Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 909 Route 82 in Taconic, 851-7638. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, March 23rd, 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.